Welcome to the Engineering Emotions and Energy Podcast, where you can relax, recharge, and reconnect. And now, your host, Justin Wink.
Welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to be letting you know that you can absolutely ignore your body. That's right. All this other stuff, maybe you've been hearing, especially this time of year, of New Year's resolutions and whatnot, of, you know, getting in shape and all that stuff. Like, you can ignore your body. I've done it for decades. There's lots of benefits. I'm going to get into all that. First, a really big, exciting announcement. I started to spread the word. Some you might have already heard it, seen it, yet I want you listeners to be some of the first to know. I wrote a book, and it's getting published. I don't have a date, but it will be published this year. The book is called Engineered to Love, Going Beyond Success to Fulfillment, Using Practical Tools to Relax, Recharge, and Reconnect. Very excited. I've been working on it since October of last year. Got the first, where we're at as far as the how a book becomes a real book, is submitted the manuscript for what's called read review. That's kind of like looking for general consistency, flow, voice type of stuff to the editor. I've got those results back already. So the book is written. It's just in the, like, get it into tweaking things, making sure it makes sense, and then getting into the grammar. So I have some time before I got to get the next revision to the editor. So I want to make this the best possible book. And I got to ask for you, if you're a listener, if you could help me out. I got two really quick questions, and you can answer those questions by going to justinwink.com/booksurvey. I'll get it into the show notes, but justinwink.com/booksurvey. It's just two quick questions of, like, what kind of add-ons I should make sure are part of the resources of this book, and then what topics I should absolutely include, because I want to make this something that can just really help people enjoy their life, love their life, and not just be, you know, successful or looking good on paper, but I want them to feel really good in their heart. And maybe this will be a book for you, or maybe somebody you care about. So definitely help me out, justinwink.com/booksurvey. Answer those questions. And you may be wondering, well, when's the book going to come out? When's the book going to come out? I don't know. I don't know yet. We'll get there. And if you want to be one of the first to know, part of that survey, there's a chance that you can join my VIP list, where you will be one of the first to know when the book is coming out, when it's being released. And you'll also have the opportunity to get the book at the lowest price and get the best bonuses. It's going to be a whole thing. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to be part of the journey, because you've been part of this podcast, and I thank you for subscribing, for listening. What? You're not a subscriber? Please go subscribe. You know, wherever you listen to this, there's usually a button. Click it, 5-star it. Something you don't like, email me first, podcast@justinwink.com. That's the fun, exciting announcement. I'll probably have more on that next episode. So this is just a little sneaking it in for those of you that are the listeners that are listening to every episode, and I do appreciate that. So today's episode is about ignoring your body. You can do it. I've spent decades doing it. There's a lot of benefits, and I'm just thinking of, like, well, what have I gotten by spending so much of my many years ignoring my body? There's a lot of pain. I've had a number of pains that have accumulated. Some of these have resulted in surgeries. I've had 4 knee surgeries. I've had a sinus surgery. I've had a couple gum tissue surgeries. Now, are these related to ignoring the body? We can't be sure. But I like to think that it's helped out. So I'm putting that under the benefits of ignoring my body. Excess body fat, depression, anxiety. These are some of the benefits I've gotten from ignoring my body over the years. And I've read that other people get many other benefits. So you can totally do this. And it's something you can do your entire life. Some people don't live as long, but they are able to do it until the end of their life. So it's something that's totally sustainable from that standpoint. I have lately been messing around with this concept of listening to my body. And, you know, maybe not necessarily always listening, because sometimes it does make noises, like, you know, those guttural digestives. And then there's maybe other sounds that come out, either the top end or the back end. But, you know, there's other ways that our body can tell us stuff. Sometimes the pains and the ouchiness, those can be some things. And sometimes there's just maybe like a gut sensation, a feeling, or maybe it's like a recurring thought that isn't like the other thoughts, because those usually have stuff to do with like efficiency and getting things done, but just maybe like, oh, what's going on inside? Just that like whisper, that whisper. And I've been really trying this out just to see what's works better for me, the listening to my body or not listening to my body. And I really had some interesting experiences listening to my body this past week. I'm in California and it's been storming like crazy, which, you know, is not common. And then when it's crazy, we're not prepared. And so there's been flooding, power outages. I'm near the ocean, so there's been crazy surges of waves and whatnot. I know to those of you that are maybe back in the Midwest or the East Coast of the US, or you're maybe over in Northern Europe, wherever you are, you might be going like, that sounds, your weather sounds fucking great. I wish I had your quote unquote bad weather. It's, I haven't seen daylight for, you know, a month or something. And there's just snow. I can't get out the door. So, but these are our problems and I respect your problems. It's been a lot of bad weather. And this weekend it was pretty much pouring. Just going outside was not an option. I noticed my body going, We'd really like to move. And this place is kind of a mess. Could we clean it up? And again, trying to listen to my body, I was like, well, okay. And I'll be honest, there's probably a little bit, because I was getting ready to announce my book. And so I've been putting together like that survey, and there's a bunch of stuff, and just getting ready with what am I going to say? How am I going to say it? So there's probably a little procrastination going in. Yet there really was this, my body wanted to move, and I did have the urge to clean up, because it was just like, I got shit and clutter and stuff I know I don't need. And it just kind of like, you can feel it. You start to feel it. And sometimes you see the stuff and it even speaks to you. And it's like you're a loser. Like you go past that like pile of junk that's like, you know, you don't need it. You know, it's useless. You know, there's nothing good. Or maybe you do know that there's a nugget of something in there that could like really make your life better, and you still haven't gone through it to go do some gold digging. It's just like, So like I heeded my body's messaging to clean my house. So I basically spent like the whole day sorting through things and, you know, finding some stuff to go into storage, finding some things that it's like, this shit I can just throw away, some sentimental items where it's like, okay, that's in the past, time to let it go. And some of the stuff that it was time to let go was some e-waste, basically, like, you know, some electronics, light bulbs, batteries, stuff that you're not supposed to throw it away in the general trash. So found that, set it aside, and it's like, oh shit, this kind of sucks. Now I got to figure out where to throw this e-waste away. And I thought it would be a quick Google search, but I think even after about 5-10 minutes, I was like, this is going to be a whole thing, because I might have to drive like 20 minutes. And I got to find out when they're open, and let's just do it later. So, you know, put the pile of stuff near the door, going like, I'll make it happen eventually. One random thing I found was, I'm like, oh, look, I have some camping lanterns and some, like miner's headlamp type thing, like gold miner, not like underage, like, you know, 15-year-old type miner. Those types of lights. Cause I don't really camp. I have camping stuff, but most of my camping stuff I put in a storage unit, cause I don't go camping. That's maybe a whole other thing. But I think I knew like I should keep this lighting stuff in case there's ever a power outage. And once you know it, later that night, there was a power outage and I had my lanterns and my lights all ready to go. I knew exactly where they were, thanks to cleaning it up. So not only did I get to move my body for free by cleaning the house, but I also found a very, very necessary, important accessory in the power outage. So I'm like, okay, that's interesting benefit. But wait, there's more. It was about a couple days later, the weather had gotten a little bit better. There was a break in the rain. I wouldn't say it was sunny. It was sunnish. It wasn't raining. And my body goes, hey, Justin, I'm like, what is it, body? Justin, we want to move. We want to get out. We want a little nature. We've been cooped up on the computer. We want to move. So I'm like, ah. And I was also having some stress and some emotion coming up of, because, you know, thinking about this announcement, like, oh, what if people think, like, Justin, you shouldn't be an author. Who the fuck are you? Like, you know, what is this? And what are you doing bothering me with all this? And so just having those, like, ugh, type of feelings coming up. And it's just like, my body's like, let's go walk. Let's get some outside. And I'm like, all right, well, I got some stuff I need to mail at the post office, and I could technically walk to the post office. So let me do that. And so I walked along the coast, and it was just, you know, beautiful. Feeling like the power of the waves that are crashing. They're so ridiculously big right now. It's really been amazing. Go, you know, mail my stuff at the post office. Happens to be like a really, really light line. Goes really fast, really easy. And as I'm coming back, I go past the office, and one of the property managers, he's just getting out of his car, and we get to talking, and he's like, yeah, if you need anything for the storm, you know, let us know. Actually, our internet's out, so you got to kind of come here. And I'm like, well, I'm fine from the storm, but I was cleaning out, and I've got this e-waste. And do you know a place where I can get that taken care of? And he's like, oh, well, you can just, you know, bring it to me if it's not too much stuff, and we'll just take it next door to the recycling center when, you know, we go there every few days or whatever. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great. So I got my e-waste problem taken care of just because I was out and about for a walk. So I'm like, all right, body, seeing some side benefits to listening to you. I'll be honest. I have been getting what some people call the conventional benefits of listening to my body. You know, there's been a little bit of like, I've been exercising more, which has resulted in some soreness and awareness of where I'm like, not feeling so great, where I've got some tightness or some inflexibility or some pains. Yet, because I'm listening to my body, it's like, okay, well, let me move in a way that helps work this out, or let me do a little myofascial release, which is either do some massage or do some foam rolling. So these pains they're shifting, they're moving, they're not staying around as much, and I'm starting to feel more energetic. And I finally had the balls to actually weigh myself a couple of days ago. So I don't have like a good report on that yet. I have a good feeling that there could be some fat loss, fat reduction coming up in the near future with this strategy. So I've been, you know, getting those benefits, but then I seem to be getting like these other side benefits where I'm, you know, feeling a little bit more emotionally stable, or I don't know. It's just helping when there's challenges. It helps me deal with that in a more healthful way instead of going maybe to something unhealthful, like, you know, overeating something, or maybe getting into wasting time on the internet somehow, or getting into some other substance, which I've been doing less and less and less and less. And then it's allowing me to do more and more and more of like other stuff that really lights me up, like finish my book and tell people about it. Yeah, so kind of after this experiment of paying attention and listening to my body, there seems to be some benefits on that side as well. So I'm not going to tell you which one to do. I'm going to let the listener decide on this one, because I know there's just always been a lot of like, you know, you should listen to your body, you should take care of it better, you should. And I'm here to tell you, you should do what you want, because you can absolutely ignore your body. I've done it for a long time. There's some people that do it their entire life, and there's benefits to it. You know, I listed the benefits for me, which is, you know, the anxiety, the depression, the weight gain, all the pains, the surgeries, and like emotional challenges. So there's definitely a lot of benefits, and a lot of time that just goes to being busy. A lot of benefits to ignoring your body. So it's totally an option. There's nothing wrong with that. Yet I am finding that this listening to the body, allowing it to guide me into maybe what I should do to be a equal participant in my life, I'm finding there's some benefits to that too. I'm going to keep checking it out. I'll let you know more and more how it goes. And I'd like to know your thoughts. Have you been one to either ignore your body or listen to your body? And what have been the benefits either way? This is just kind of a fun little experiment. So I do want to thank you for listening to the show. And if you can help me out with a little feedback on what I should absolutely put into my book, justinwink.com/booksurvey. It's Justin, W-E-N-C-K. Yeah, really appreciate it. And the book's called Engineered to Love, Going Beyond Success to Fulfillment, Using Practical Tools to Relax, Recharge, Reconnect. So I feel like if you like this podcast, you're going to love the book. Or if you love this podcast, you're going to like the book. And again, there's a chance to get on the VIP list so that you're the first to know about when's it coming out, how to get it, and all this other good stuff. So really appreciate it. Thanks so much and good day. If you want to contact the show, email me at podcast@justinwenck.com. That's Justin, W-E-N-C-K. And find me on social media, Justin Wenck, PhD, on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and YouTube. And if you want ways so that you can relax, recharge, and reconnect, find the Tuesday 20 every Tuesday at 12.05 p.m. Pacific. It's only 20 minutes, and it's going to get you relaxed, recharged, and reconnected. It's on YouTube, and it's on Facebook. So looking forward to seeing you there.